Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to our 8 o'clock Central Time corporate training. Thank you, Taylor. Our company is just flourishing under your leadership and your training, and it's always such a pleasure to be on the call with you. Our new associates and our existing associates are doing a lot of growing right now. I see a lot of movement. I see a lot of action. And again, just a lot of growth. So sometimes I like to just take us back to basics. And that leads me to today's presentation, which is presentation and duplication. And I'm doing this because I believe that our team's ability to present the business and the product and the opportunity is directly related to duplication and how fast we duplicate. And there's no right or wrong answer on duplication. The question is, are you moving as fast as you want to move? And if you're okay with your growth, that's great. But I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the things that are brought to my attention today. And a lot of people are ready to rock and roll, and they want to take advantage of the excitement that's going on. So I have a couple of associates just this last week say, Joni, I'm ready to present. And, you know, I would like just a few pointers on how to present. What's your outline? Give me some tips. And I was so thrilled to even have those people ready to step up to that next level that I thought probably there was a lot more of you that had the same question. Sometimes we think that you just know what to say and what to do, those of us that have been in the business for 7 years. And we need to go back and just remind our new partners just a few of the tips that we go by. And I think when I'm done today, you're going to go, wow, how simple. I believe that every one of you on this call can give an awesome presentation. Your ability to present can have a huge impact on the growth of your team, and it's directly related. So I'm thrilled that people have been asking me this week. New people on the call, I want to remind you that we're not expecting you to present the business all by yourself. Again, I want to remind you, those of you that are in training, your job, which should be very relaxing, is just to get your prospect to a next event. Get them with your sponsor. Get them to another company associate. I encourage my associates from the minute they get in to get to know people from all over the world, all over the country. They learn from everyone in this company. And they've made some excellent friends. So I encourage everyone to encourage their team to plug in. You never know when one of your partners is going to receive something from someone else in the company. And maybe you've explained it to them, but they receive it from this person. And this person may even be in another country and on another team. So I can't say enough about Dynamax United and how beneficial that's been to so many. Don't forget to use your Dynamax Go app. Your website's an excellent tool, and of course, the product samples. We always can rely on our product samples. But again, you lead your prospects to a next event, always. But for those of you that are not new, and you've already signed your two partners, and you're ready to go, and you're realizing that you need to be able to present, and you want to take charge of your own team, this training is hopefully going to be very beneficial to you. Oftentimes people say, Joni, you know, I'm ready to roll, teach me. Then just as frequently I have people come to me and say, Joni, my team's at a standstill. And there's a few questions that I ask these partners, and they're these questions. First is, when was the last time you presented your business? Oftentimes they don't remember the last time they presented the business. When was the last time one of your partners presented the business? Can your partners present the business? It's my responsibility as a sponsor to make sure that my new partners feel comfortable presenting the business. Are you all at the same meeting? Texas, we have some outstanding meetings, you all, but oftentimes we're all at the same meeting. When this really starts duplicating is when we have people that are confident enough to present in different rooms and different locations, not just different cities, different states, but again around the world, and we're starting to see that with those of us on this call, and how exciting that growth is actually under us on this call. So I'm going to tell you, how many presenters do you have on your team? How many people can you put on a Thursday night call? How many people can you put to do a launch for you if you had to go out of town? Answer this truthfully, just to yourself, and it's probably directly related to how fast your team is growing. So it's our responsibility, sponsors and leaders and teachers and trainers, to make sure that we have a simple guideline for our associates to use to present. For me, as a leader, and the more I learn as a leader and the better I get at it, the more I need, and I know that I need to learn, right? But I do know there's one thing. When Joni knows why she's doing something, then the whole process seems very simple. So there's just a couple of questions, and I always felt like I did an okay presentation, but I really felt like I took charge of my presentation the most when I hit Diamond Director and professional network marketers were calling me just from all over the country, and I discovered that there was really just a few things that they wanted to know. And initially I was nervous, like all of you. What do I say? This is a $100,000 a month income earner and they're calling me. What do I say? And it was really the most refreshing thing that ever happened to me, because I discovered that they made my presentation more simple. Here's just a few of the questions you need to know to give an outstanding, top-notch presentation, because in the end, this is what most people are going to want to know. So I hope to teach and train you to get comfortable with these questions. Practice. I want you to practice your presentation. You don't even have to go in the same order that I go in, but just answer these questions as you become comfortable with your presentation. And one of the first things people want to know is the product consumable? Does the product work? Is there product testimonies? Is the product a good value? People want to make sure they share something that's a good value to friends and family. Who is your market? How do you get paid in a company? How is your team doing? People like to know that. I mean, how serious is the team they're joining? If they're going to invest in a company, who are they joining? Your presentation sets the stage for that expectation, right? How long has the company been in business? Can I grow with this company? The monthly commitment to be in the company, and the cost to get in. You all, that is why you're presenting. When you answer these questions in your presentation, if you forget your notes or you're out to dinner and get the privilege of bringing this up when it wasn't even planned, if you answer these questions, you've done an outstanding presentation. And I practice, and it's really funny, those of you that know me, I mean, you've heard me say this before, but Pat will walk down the hall and he'll say, Joni, who are you talking to? And I'll just laugh and I'll say, well, Pat, I'm practicing. So I want you all to realize that I still, as a Diamond Director, practice so I can be the best I can be for you all. When I'm presenting this business, I'm responsible. I feel very responsible for you and the guests that you put on the call, and I feel very responsible for the growth of the company. So I want my presentation to be outstanding. But the good news is, we practice, all of us, every day, but it's really simple. So keep it simple. Let's get your presentation back to basics. Honestly, when I see people stumble on presentations, it's when they try to go into too much detail. You can do that as you improve. You can make this presentation your very own and rewrite it. But initially, to be good at this, seriously, there's just a few questions that even the experts ask. And if you can become comfortable with those, then you can do an outstanding presentation. You don't have to be a ruby, a diamond, or an emerald director in the company to give an outstanding presentation. Here is my outline. And it's that simple. And I kept it simple on purpose because I wanted you all to go, oh, wow, that's Joni's outline. And again, if you'll keep calm and not be nervous and just answer the questions that we mentioned on the previous page, you're going to see that you too can give an outstanding presentation. And again, right now I'm talking about getting a few leaders that can cover calls for us, that can cover cities. Like, congratulations to Karen, who's got her team growing, and Tammy in Corpus. We can't be in Corpus every weekend. Those leaders are stepping up, and they know that even though we're going to come visit them once a month, that for this to grow, they've got to present this business on their own. Emily Moore from Amarillo signed a partner today and one yesterday and signed one the previous week, and they're already looking at sponsoring people. Her sister Lisa is already sponsoring someone. It's obvious that Emily and Lisa know I've committed to coming to see them once a month, but they get it. Emily's a coach and a teacher, so she's going to be great at this, right? She's going to be great at this, but she just needed an outline. And it was a good reminder for me to know that I needed to take my team back to the basics. When I do a call, whether it's a Thursday night opportunity call or whether I'm presenting in someone's home, really I always start off with a welcome. Welcome to our meeting. Welcome to the call. So glad you could join us. At this point, if I'm doing a launch for Emily in Amarillo or Lisa in Amarillo, I'll say thank you so much for joining Lisa and Emily in Amarillo. I'm so glad to be here. I came all the way from Arlington, Texas. These two girls are building here, and they're excited that you came to their launch. And again, that's where I welcome my guests, and I also edify the person I'm speaking for. So if you'll take some notes there, just know, welcome is welcome. Welcome your guests. Welcome associates to the call. Whatever you're doing at that moment, just take some time to welcome your guests, and it's that simple. I like to go directly the next step into the industry. I love to talk about the industry. And more and more and more, I think all of you should definitely include some tidbits that you like about the industry, because this industry is becoming more and more popular. And as you all know, before you know it, everyone's going to be doing one. Find a company that you're passionate for and pick one. And because more and more people are going to be doing it, it's just the way of the future. So I always love to talk about what attracts people to the industry. You'll hear me mention working from home, flexible hours, being your own boss. I love to tie the people portion of my presentation into this. This is where I like to talk about my friend Jan, who's an interior designer. She's attracted to this industry. My friend Carly's a dental hygienist. She's attracted to this industry. My friend Valerie, who's a nurse. This is where I like to edify the people that are joining our team, the quality of people that are joining the industry. This is where you can personalize it. When you're doing a meeting for one of your friends or family members or new partners, edify the leaders and the careers in the room you're in. It's a great way to edify the industry. At the same time, you're edifying your leaders. And it's very important that we do that. We show appreciation. Never forget to compliment, to praise, and to truly just appreciate your partners every chance you get. And those of you that listen to my calls, you see that I even do this in my opportunity calls. I take every minute I can to praise my leaders. The next part, I've talked about welcoming. I talk about the industry. I touch on the people in the room and who I'm there sharing and building with. This is where I go in and move into my why. This is where a lot of you can tug at a lot of hearts. You have some amazing whys. We have some just beautiful stories in Dynamax that leaders get to share. But this is where I like to share my why. I keep it short. I don't like it to be the longest part of my presentation. But I do share my experience in real estate investing and how I grew to appreciate and respect residual income. And because of that background, it led me to this industry. And I touch on my background and how it helped me be, a single mother when I was raising my son. And all those things, again, that the industry is so wonderful for. And I bring in my personal story. But a lot of you that have been in this company, we've heard a lot of people's whys. If you don't have a why, you can sometimes share someone else's or share the partner's story that you're presenting for. But this is a perfect place to include the why. Of course, you always have to touch on the product. I will say, teachers and trainers and mentors, if I've ever seen associates stumble in a presentation, this is probably where I see it the most. And it's when new associates oftentimes feel like they have to go into too much detail here. For those of you that call me and I have the privilege of training, you know that I have a private coach and trainer that I see every week. And one of the things that he has shared with me, and I like to share with y'all, is sometimes less is more. You don't always have to sell the features and the benefits initially in your initial presentation. Sure, we've got some amazing tools. And after your presentation, I want you to go into as much detail as your guests or people want, and there's appropriate times. But initially in your presentation, I like to touch on our two signature products, Lights On and Lights Off. I love those two products because I can stress how those two products are so outstanding that they let us build a business in the U.S. They took us to Canada, and they're the two signature products that have helped us build in the EU. So I love to talk about those. If I give any kind of detail, it's usually those two products that I talk about, just because they set the stage for the quality and the standard that we expect of all of our other products. This is where you might give a brief product testimony if you want to. But again, don't be afraid to present because you think you have to have the product presentation memorized in every detail. In fact, probably less is more here. Pique their interest a little bit there. Move on. I love to talk about our other products and just briefly mention what they are and talk about what a great addition they are to our company and product line. And then I move on. But everyone's different there. Again, this is your presentation. This is just my outline and what I like to see. I just know for people that are just getting started in the business, if I ever see them get stumped is when they think they have to give too much detail on product. I will definitely touch on, answer some of the questions we talked about on the previous page. It's consumable. Share a testimony. Talk about some success stories with the product. Talk about great value, how we've taken so many products and combined them into one. Again, if you will look at the previous page and just answer some of those questions, you'll have a sufficient product presentation, and you won't have to go into too much detail, okay? I move on from product to how we get paid. I've seen some people go into detail here. I've gone back to keeping this very, very simple. I like to just say, if y'all listen to my presentation, I like to talk about how you have your own online retail store. We get paid weekly, and I like to touch on what draws people again to the industry, which is time leveraging and the beauty of having an online store that's open 24 hours a day. I love to validate having that retail store and how it works for me even when I'm not there. So that's something I love to talk about on how we get paid. You can touch on the fact that we're a binary. That's going to mean something to people that are experts in the industry. Most of the guests in the room are probably not going to understand that. So to keep that simple, I talk about how I help and mentor my new partners, and I help them find two partners, and we teach and train. And I move on to, I did great having an online store. I love my retail business, but I love the fact that I can move a lot more product and share this company and product with a lot more people by building a team. We're going to build with two people. I'm going to help teach and train you to build a business, and we're going to make commissions on your partners. So basically here, I like to keep it simple. You have a retail store, and then we teach and train your partners and mentor them to build a real business, and you're going to make commissions on their team. Really, unless you're an expert and you're asking questions, that's the most people are going to remember in an initial presentation. A lot of what you're doing in this initial presentation is piquing interest. So after I touch on the pay plan briefly, then I move on to the positioning. And we're going to answer those two questions that were asked on that front page. You know, where do I fall into this company? How long has it been opened? I love the question about how long a company's been open, but most of the time, it's not necessarily how long a company's been opened, as you all know. It's based on how many associates you have in the company. And this is where I don't like to give exact numbers. I think it's best if you don't quote exact numbers when you're presenting the business. It can change by the minute, right? So you don't ever want to quote an exact number, but this is where I give my experience as a business person and how it was crucial for me to find a product that was consumable, but it was even more crucial for me to find a company that I could grow with whose network was not built. And you can go into a little more specifics there if that's your passion. Again, the good news is with this outline and just knowing the basic questions, you get to make this presentation your own. And you'll find that people don't want Joni's presentation. They don't want Taylor's. They don't want TJ's. They don't want Karen's. In the end, they want yours. They really want to hear it from you. And again, last but not least, the cost to get started. You know, what's the monthly commitment? And this is where I think we're all doing an excellent job on closing. We talk about the $59 to get in. We talk about the two product minimum order to get started. And then we talk about me as a diamond director. This is where I recommend the builder pack, just because I think it's the smartest way to come in to take advantage of the discounted product. And if you're truly going to build a business, I think it's just the best package for having enough to use and share. And, of course, you'll go into a little more detail than that as you're doing this. And at the end, I always say, if this is a fit for you, you know, how can I help you get started? But in the end, you all, just stay calm and answer the questions that we discussed on the previous page, and you will do an excellent, outstanding presentation, and you can't go wrong. I invite every single one of you to plug into our Thursday night product and opportunity overviews. And the biggest reason is that we have outstanding leaders, and we're going to start including more and more as everyone gets better and better at presenting. But I love to listen to people. When the Canadians present, I love to plug my team in. I love to listen to how other people present, because the most frequently asked question is, Joni, I'm ready to go. How do I present? What do I say? And this Thursday night training is one of the best trainings you'll ever have, listening to top leaders share how they present the business. And I think if you'll take this outline, you'll see that most all the top presenters follow this basic outline. They borrow their favorite phrases from other leaders and trainers, and we make these presentations our own and what makes us feel comfortable. And the more you practice your presentation and the more you listen to others, the better you get. I invite all of you to join me this Thursday. I believe I'll be doing the Thursday night product and opportunity overview, so you can see how I take this outline and incorporate it into a call. And I think you'll see that you too can, you can present like a diamond director with this outline, and you'll be so pleased that, just like Emily, who's got to launch her new associate this Friday, and I can't be there, I just left, she's going to be able to present this business like a superstar. And I know she can. And when I'm back, and I go back in 3 weeks, she's already going to have her team doubled or tripled before I ever come back. And she's going to be an outstanding presenter, because she's just going to take this outline and she's going to make it her own. Again, if your team isn't moving, be truthful. How many people on your team can really present this business? And let's go back to basics, and let's just help a few of them feel more confident in presenting. Again, I didn't want to stress out new associates with this training. This was geared towards people that were ready to move to the next level. But new associates, there is no doubt that the better you get at presenting the business yourself, the faster your team will move. But everyone, all in all, I think what's making our company grow and what people love the most about our company is the mentorship. So again, this isn't to replace calling your upline, using the support system we have built in here. But I just really do believe we need to get back to basics. And for us to grow, when I'm in Corpus and Karen's in Corpus, it's great to know that Emily and Lisa are in Amarillo presenting the business on their own. So that's the key to success, you all. Go back to basics. Keep it simple. Call me if you need me. I look forward to having you all join me this Thursday night for the product and opportunity overview. Put guests on the call, but if you don't have a guest, please listen in. Hopefully, it'll be some excellent training to